Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. All right, folks, welcome back. Brian D. O'Leary Show here. BrianDOleary.com is where you go. You can sign up for that email list. Gets you, well, right now we just pretty much send you the episode when it comes out. And if we don't do an episode, we do a little short email. See what we're up to, because sometimes not always able to do the show every day, but we try and get something out to you most every day, folks, and appreciate everybody who listens on a regular basis. And the point of this show, well, one of the points of the show, what we're doing here, is that you don't necessarily have to listen to every show. We'd like you to, but what's important is that you listen regularly, hear what's going on. And you then will get probably turned on to the show I talk about quite often also, called the Natural Order Podcast, over at naturalorderpodcast.com. And we got a new episode. Today's Wednesday. Should have a new episode dropping Thursday. Look forward to that. We're going to tackle the question of national divorce, or as we call it, natural divorce, perhaps, in that show. So look forward that. Look forward to that tomorrow, being Thursday, and again, sign up for our email list over there at naturalorderpodcast.com. Yesterday, we talked about a few things. More started with opportunity, and let's see, I go through my notes, have this stuff in a notebook, and flip it to the right page. But how opportunities present themselves when you're prepared to receive them. And we talked about a little bit about the developments going on in the background. Not always, you can't always see what's going on, but usually things are happening, whether you're aware of it or not. And also that if you believe things will work out, they probably will. This is the optimist gene. Some people have accused me of not having such a thing, but I disagree. And my caveat to that whole point is where I want to start today, was that things will work out if you believe they will, but it might not be in the way you originally imagined or thought about or hoped or wished they would turn out. But if you believe things will work out, they probably will. No guarantees in life. But I believe that if you believe things will work out, they will. And this point I want to address today is that what you need isn't necessarily or aren't necessarily the things you want. So it's a hard concept to get around. We always just have to revisit this on occasion, I think. And I don't know. I grew up in the 80s and 90s for the most part. And there was a song. I didn't even think about talking about it, but kind of rings a bell. I don't know if it's that good of a song, but of course I enjoyed it in the early 90s, which was Garth Brooks' Unanswered Prayers. And he talks about this type of thing I'm talking about. God does not always grant the prayer that you ask for. He knows what's best for you. So what you need isn't necessarily what you want, but you got to be aware, vigilant, diligent, and kind of addressing this and realizing it and stepping back from what it is that you think you need versus what it is that you ultimately need. I would recommend prayerful thought about it. But, you know, some folks out there aren't inclined to do that, but just, I'm just telling you, it's the way it works. And, so I guess that kind of perspective, just stepping back kind of away from yourself and you know, looking at what you think you want versus what you ultimately need might be a good way to look at life, reflect on life for at least every once in a while. And I think the second point, I really want to address two points today, I think, because this next one is a big one, and it's bothered me for a long time. It's when people say, oh, you have to have an open mind. Have an open mind about it. Well, I completely disagree with the concept of an open mind. I think it's actually pretty stupid, pretty vapid, but people repeat it all the time. Oh, have an open mind. Have an open mind about things. No. G.K. Chesterton, I believe he wrote, at least it's attributed to him, he wrote, an open mind is really a mark of foolishness, like an open mouth. Mouths and minds were meant to shut. They were made only in order to shut. In another quote attributed to Chesterton, he says, the object of opening the mind, as of opening the mouth, is to shut it again on something solid. So yeah, you can have an open mind, but you better get ready to close it real quick when you get something solid in there. Because, who knows if this is Chesterton too, but do not be so open-minded that your brains fall out. I think this whole concept of an open mind is really ultimately a virtue signal or a total non-reflective way of thinking. Because there's plenty of things in this world that are solid that we need to close our mind on. Close it down. Clamp it down. Clamp down the idea. And don't let it go. This idea of an open mind, just things flowing through it and just, okay, whatever sounds good the next time through. It's no way to go through life. Having a set of beliefs that are solid, close your mind around those. And I don't know, I thought I'd go on quite a bit about this because I see it all the time and, you know, people admonishing other folks to have an open mind. And it's really what happens here, I think, is when people disagree with your take, they'll say, have an open mind. Well, meanwhile, they don't have what they think is an open mind. Or they might, actually. I don't even know. But it's like whatever the next best thing is, the better deal that comes along at that time. You don't really have to think about it. Sounds good. Feels good to say that, to think about it. Whatever the current thing is. See that in social media all the time. The Ukraine flag, whatever it might be. Just put it on there, Ukraine flag. It's just the next thing. Have an open mind about it. Well, no, I want to read about it and see what's happening about it for real and close my mind on what I know to be the case or what I believe to be the case based on all the information I have. I'm not just going to keep on opening my mind because some idiot thinks I should change it to make them feel better. That's not the way to go about things. So it's a free mind. We talk about freedom a lot, or I do. And then on our show, Natural Order, we talk about freedom and what it means to be free. And frankly, just talking about this, I think there's most people in the world, probably, most people you're around, maybe yourself, I don't know, just don't even want to contemplate what it means to be truly free. And for a lot of people, it ain't good. You know, give people too much freedom and they do bad things with it. We should have the ability to do that, the ability to be free, whatever that means. But there are limits and there should be self-imposed limits. Having freedom from others, from persecution or what have you, we don't deserve, nobody deserves to be imposed upon by, other than perhaps, you know, a family dynamic, family structure, especially when you're younger, whatever, you're not entirely free, can't be free. But after that, you know, you've got to, fight for freedom in your life to do, you know, the ability to do whatever you want to do. But that's, if you execute that, do whatever you feel like you want to do, that's trending toward libertinism. Just do whatever feels good at the time. And that's not a good ethic. That's not virtuous. And we talk in the realm of philosophy about free will. And that's freedom, your will being free. But then the whole concept of will and all that stuff, people don't understand that either for the most part. They think they know. I don't think a whole lot of people contemplate it. I haven't contemplated it a ton either. I know what I believe, that a free will is the power of choice, and that's a very strong power to have. I believe all humans are endowed with free will. Some people may disagree. I don't really care. But it's the power of choice, and your power of choice, if you're not virtuous, it can be destructive very well. Maybe. Oftentimes is. And perhaps that is one of the problems in our society today. I often talk about tagline of the show, serious content amidst an unserious culture. I think a lot of people are unserious out there. We're endowed with this free will as human beings, and people can use it to their own devices. And often those aren't positive or virtuous or anything like that. So just because you have something or enjoy something like freedom, free will, You have to be vigilant. Use it to your to the right ends. And in the Natural Order podcast a while ago, we talked about something to the effect it came up. Do the ends justify the means? Certainly no. I don't believe that. I mean, I was one of the first philosophical questions I addressed, and I think it was in high school sometime. Like, we had gotten a discussion about this, and you know, reading books, and the ends do not justify the means. Yet, if people, and I think most people might on the surface agree with that, but they don't. I don't think a whole lot of people really contemplate that either. And so what happens is you have people just wanting to lord their power, their whatever they believe, you know, have an open mind. That doesn't mean have an open mind, what they think, right? Like I said, it means do what I say, citizen. And they want the ends to justify the means. They want you to change your mind to agree with them, essentially by the power of force. Those means of force upon somebody's free will is not justified. But we live in a messed up place. We have a messed up society. People don't contemplate these things. I guess maybe that's one of the reasons I'm here. I don't know. I just want people to look at their lives a little closer. I mean, I'm as flawed as anyone out there, probably more so, frankly. But getting back to this first point I wanted to address today is that what you need isn't necessarily what you want. It ties in directly with this whole concept of an open mind and freedom. You may want some version of freedom that you tell yourself so you can feel better or something. I don't know. But it's not necessarily what you need. You need discipline. Function a lot better with discipline, self-discipline. And boy, I'll tell you what, I can tell you stories about myself where there's no self-discipline involved. Total failure in my life. When I do incorporate self-discipline, man, great things happen. And that's why I say if you believe things will work out, they probably will. But you have to incorporate the virtues, self-discipline being one of them, perhaps. Just discipline in general. And I think if we talk about discipline, I can discipline my child or whatever. But it has to come from within, ultimately, to be successful. For discipline to really work, it has to be self-discipline. You can't have discipline imposed upon you and think that'll work out. You know, I think about it as a baseball coach, which I was for many years. I like to have discipline on our team and following rules, following direction. But ultimately, it doesn't work out for a particular player unless he takes it upon himself to be self-disciplined in his habits and the way he goes about the game or life in general, perhaps. And I see continuing with baseball, you see a lot of coaches, they pay lip service to this a lot. And, you know, as a class of people, I don't have a ton of respect for these people. They love the game of baseball and they have a lot of the catchphrases, but, you know, you go into their own lives and it's not there for the most part. I mean, the good ones, it is there. But for your run-of-the-mill coach, they just make things worse by advocating things that they don't practice or really believe. They're told that they should say this or tell their teams these things, and it just never works out, frankly. And I don't know what to do with that other than say I believe in team sports and playing ball or whatever it might be, hockey. I just think there's a lot of lessons to be learned, and one of the things to be successful is self-discipline. That's a virtue. You really gotta think about it. I mean, I loved practicing on my own to get better. And whether it be baseball, basketball, football, training to get myself better. You know, I'm going way 30 years ago now, but I love that stuff. Because it's just me. It was man versus self, the ultimate battle in life. And you have a free mind. You're able to do that. I don't know. I don't know if you can do it with, you can do that with an open mind, because you're just going to, well, whatever comes up next is going to sound better to do. Certainly, I wasn't as good or as disciplined as I should have been or wanted to be. And ultimately, things didn't work out in sports. Certainly, I'm not in the big leagues right now. I'm not playing NFL football. But like I said, what you need isn't necessarily what you want. Maybe the goal, playing sports, well, you could say what you wanted, what I wanted, was to be in the pros, win the World Series, win a Super Bowl or something like that, win the NBA championship, sixth man for the Portland Trailblazers. Never happened. It's what I wanted. Really, really wanted it bad. But it's not what I needed. What I needed is to evolve in 30 years to kind of understand these concepts at a bigger level and to help other folks who are coming up now, you know, starting middle age, I guess it is. And so the younger folks out there, if you can get in on this idea that what you need isn't necessarily what you want right now. You can want all the things you can imagine, right? But ultimately, it's not what you need. Or it might be, but it's not necessarily what you need. And just getting back to that point where I started it all, I guess. If you believe things will work out, they probably will. And I think, once again, it's a matter of self-discipline and constant evaluation of where you're at. You don't have to totally overhaul our plans. Like, I have a plan, what I want to do, and I execute it to the best of my ability, but it doesn't always work out. So I got to reevaluate and kind of move, go on a little tangent of the plan, reevaluate, adjust from the idea where I want to be. And I think that's a good way of going about it, going about things, because the whole idea of having a open mind, you don't have a plan at that point. You constantly making new plans, new whole plans. That's fine to totally overhaul your system of belief every once in a while, but like, you're just not going to get very far if you're constantly doing that. You're not going to get very far in life or in your day, or like, you're going to struggle more than most of us. And not to say I don't struggle, I certainly do. But a mind is made to shut on something solid. So take that for what it's worth today and welcome the feedback. I know I'm probably going to get a lot of pushback, perhaps. But either way, that's where I'm at. And appreciate you folks listening. And once again, go to briandoleary.com. That's where you go for sign up for the email list. And we shall chat with you later. Thanks, folks. Bye.